Recently, ABC Spanish Daily Newspaper publishes an article saying that in China, if a single woman is aged above 30, no matter how pretty or smart she is, it's very difficult for her to find a suitable marriage partner.
I think this is funny, actually, because in China, the definition is usually 27.
Yeah, even earlier than that. Mm-hmm. And the newspaper attributes the problem to male chauvinism here in China. 西班牙的阿贝塞报称，在中国，对一名30岁以上的单身女性来说，无论你多漂亮或风趣，都很难再找到合适的结婚对象了。文章认为这个问题的主要原因是中国盛行的大男子主义。But before talking about whether this conclusion makes sense, I want to know what is your definition of male chauvinism for male?
Well, chauvinism is just basically the belief that you are better than others. And so we can use that in male chauvinism. There is female chauvinism. There's cultural chauvinism. And so basically it's just an idea of superiority to a certain degree. I think the way that it's used these days, and especially in the Chinese cultural context, is a male with traditional ideas about gender roles. So that the men should make more money.The man should spend more time outside the home, especially at work, and the woman should, you know, pop out babies and take care of them and do all the cooking and cleaning.
Yeah, exactly. And also men who always act like, don't argue with me, you know nothing.
Yeah,
that type of man.
Yeah, I think the feeling of superiority definitely there.
Right. But again, but they feel superior because they are men, mm-hmm. right? Not because they are a CEO or because they have a certain
yeah.
position, but because they are men. That's what male chauvinism is.
Boo-hoo. Yeah, I could even... No,
well,
not
I mean,
bullying
there
you,
are,
but this kind of attitude.
There are women in our organization that I would say are female chauvinists.
I
so
know
boo-hoo
who you're
to them,
to.
Too.
Anyway, let's talk about this Spanish newspaper's report. Do you think that this is why there are a lot of single women above 30 here in China? That's because, you know, male are too chauvinistic?
I don't think it's entirely the reason. At least from where I can see, I think one big reason is that a lot of people are just considering...If I'm finally getting married, I would want someone who's younger so that I can have better offspring.
Yeah, I mean, this comes down to, you know, the sexual selection strategies of men and women and how they are different, I think. I think it's impossible to blame men for being chauvinistic. Certainly, we do find that Chinese men can be, you know, some but not all, can be a bit too traditional in their thinking about gender roles. But I think that's changing fairly rapidly, especially among younger, more educated urban people. And so I'm not so sure how big of an issue that really is. I think a lot of it has to do with sexual mating strategies. And so, again, as I said before, women operate upon hypergamy. So they want to, in general, again, some but not all, in general, women are looking to marry up. And whereas men, they are looking for someone to provide offspring, to someone who can physically care and actually give birth to their children. And so in that sense, I think that both parties are to blame, if we have to blame anyone. Mm-hmm. You know, women, if you're a successful woman at 30, in China right now, it is going to be difficult to find a man who is older and more successful than you are, or someone who can necessarily accept that you are, you know, an independent woman, because this is a very new thing. Most people, women and men, are not used to this happening. And so I think that, you know, and men usually like to marry or at least mate with younger women as well. So it's a bit of a catch-22 for the successful woman, but it can be a catch-22 for the successful man as well.
Yeah, I think it is true, yeah.
Also, I have to say that I don't necessarily agree with this ABC Spanish Daily Newspaper article. I recently read a book called Dataclism, and the writer of that book is one of the co-founders of OKCupid.com. Mm. And he uses data collected from his own website and also eHarmony.com, you know, things like that. And he reaches the conclusion that men, as long as, you know, no one's looking, they will always pick women who's around the age of 20 to 21.
That's,
it doesn't matter which... Yeah.
Yeah, no, you're right. I know exactly what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. But that information, he was saying that it's based solely on looks, right? Mm-hmm. So solely on looks, men are attracted almost exclusively to women in the range of 20 to about 24, no matter what the man's age is. But for women, the age that they are attracted to men goes up as they go up.